Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our service this morning, the first Sunday of the year. Paul is leading our service this morning, so I will hand over to him, but can't start the service without actually saying, Joy, it's really good to see you with us this morning, and we're glad that you're continuing to get better. Paul, hand over to you then.
Thank you, Adrian. Good morning, everybody, and a happy new year to you all. And we just pray that God's really going to bless us all as we move forward in 2021. I want to start this morning by reading some verses from Psalm 103. And quite famous verses, I think. And Adrian's got the first few words on the screen there. I read the other day that this is perhaps one of the psalms that the Israelites would have sung after they'd come out of captivity in Babylon and returned to Jerusalem. And it's a prayer of blessing God and to thanking him really for all the blessings that he gives to us. I'm going to read it from the Message, because I just think it a few different words sometimes just help to make us think a bit about the way that we want to bless God. So it goes like this. Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, every one. He heals your diseases, every one. He redeems you from hell. He saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. And God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. He showed Moses how he went about his work, opened up all his plans to all Israel. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. Our first song this morning is Bless the Lord, O My Soul, entitled 10,000 Reasons. And, you know, in that psalm we've just read, there's, you know, quite a few reasons there as to why we should bless God. And, you know, there should be lots and lots of things in our lives where we just give God our blessing, our thanks and our praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. Bless You, time has come. Still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. Come on, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Worship Your holy name, Lord, I worship Your holy name. Sing like never.
Let's just bring our time of worship to God now. Let's pray. Father God, we just want to thank You, Lord, for this new year. An opportunity, Father, to put the things, Lord, that perhaps that we would want to forget or to change, Lord, to one side and behind us, and to set out anew, Father, in Your strength, in Your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your faithfulness. And Lord, as we sung in that last song, that we have so many things, Lord, to thank you for. You give us so many blessings. And we just want to worship you, to worship your holy name. We just take a few moments, Lord, just to bring before you those things in our lives that we just want to hand over to you, to consecrate, to bless, to change, Lord, to do something with, Lord, that will mold us, Father, into the people, into the fellowship that you want us to be. Father God, we thank you that you are the God of truth, the God of salvation, slow to anger and quick to have mercy and to love. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a loving and a caring God, that you loved us so much that you sent your son, Jesus, to die for us, that our sins, Lord, might be washed clean. We might be forgiven, Lord, and be adopted, Father, into your family. We just pray now, Lord, as we worship this morning in our homes, that we might have a real sense of oneness, a real sense, Lord, of even though we're miles apart from one another, of being close to each other and close to you. Draw us near, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to ask Sandra now, who's going to read to us from Joshua, which is not the lectionary reading today, but I thought it was appropriate for the start of a new year. Joshua chapter 1.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful and do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Thank you, Sandra. Before we consider some of those words, we're going to sing now our next hymn, which is We Rest on Thee, Our Shield and Our Defender. I wonder if you can remember where you were this time last year. I must admit, I had to sort of look it up, but actually I shouldn't have really forgotten because Sandra and I went on a cruise around the Caribbean this time last year. And today, according to the itinerary, we were docking in Colombia. And it was a jolly sight warmer in Colombia than it is here today. But I must admit, I would never have dreamt that things would have changed so much over the course of the year. It's quite good, though, sometimes, isn't it, to look back and to remember. And I know some of us are on our phones and our tablets and often reminds us to look at photos and things that from years back and remind us of the memories and things that we had. I was trying to think the other day of the first time I actually came to Kingsthorpe. And it was back in 2011 on the 11th of September. I keep a note of all the places and services that I do. And, you know, looking back kind of where we are today, you know, Kingsthorpe's changed a lot, hasn't it? And God's been very good to us as a fellowship. But I don't believe, though, that God always wants us to kind of dwell on the past, on the good old days, and to kind of see things sometimes a bit through rose-tinted spectacles. And I think he wants us to look forward to things, to look forward to what he has in store for us in the future. And when you think about it, the whole message of the Bible is about looking forward, and particularly to that time when Jesus will come back and reign forever. And I often wonder to myself, you know, could 2021 be the year that we see Jesus coming in all his glory? So I thought we'd look at this passage that Sandra read this morning, and I've got sort of five thoughts, really, just five short points, I think, to share with you. Well, the first thing is that, as I say, I think we need to look forward and not always look back. The first verses of that passage that Sandra read were, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River and into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. Because we've got to remember, in the end of the last book, Exodus, Moses had died, and he was the one who gave the law through the Ten Commandments to the Israelites. But because of the episode where God told him not to strike the rock, and he did, God didn't let Moses enter the promised land. But he let Joshua as the one who was going to take the Israelites on the final leg, if you like, of the journey. You know, Moses gave them the law, and it was Joshua's job to implement the commands that God gave to them. And it reminds us, doesn't it, really, that, you know, we're not all here forever. We're not here and expected to do everything all of the time. People come, people go, things change. And, you know, none of us are indispensable. And, you know, I'm sure if we look back over the years, we can remember those people that were here many years ago and have moved on now, and new people that have come in. You know, all of us at some time have a part to play in God's plan. And he uses all of us in different ways and at different times to carry that plan out. And at the start of this chapter here in Joshua, it was Joshua's turn now to move the Israelites, to lead them forward to the promised land. The second thing is that God has a plan, doesn't he? That he does have a plan for us. He said to Joshua, he said, I will give you every place where you set foot, as I promised Moses. He tries to give them a bit of a flavour of what the promised land that they've got in store for them is going to look like. But, you know, the way God works is that he doesn't give us every kind of single detail, does he, of his plan. He often tells us the what, kind of outlines it in kind of broad terms. And he very often sort of tells them the way. They knew where they were going to. But he didn't share to them all in one go the when, the how, and the why. And that's the way, isn't it, that God often moves forward with his plan. He kind of gives us it in little bite-sized chunks, things that we can manage. And so to help us to kind of move us on each stage of our journey with him. And God has a plan for you and me as individuals. And I believe he's got a plan for us as a fellowship here at Kingsthorpe. You know, and there's been a lot of things, haven't there, that have changed us and have made us think over the last few years, certainly since I've been your moderator. And there's challenges ahead things that we need to think about as to how God wants us to move forward in faith with him. And he's revealed some of the things to us already, hasn't he? But I'm sure there are other plans that God's got in store for us that we're yet to discover as we move forward together in faith. The third thing is that God promises us that he will never leave us or forsake us. I think sometimes it's the uncertainty of things that is more difficult to cope with than the actual reality of when something happens. You know, I'm sure if you've been waiting for test results or for examination results or for the outcome of something and are wondering kind of how things are going to turn out, it's probably more difficult to deal with than when you actually get the results, isn't it? Because you kind of know what it is that you've got to sort out or what you've got to do next, somehow. But whatever the situation that God places before us, whether it's for us personally as individuals or for us as a church, God's there, isn't he? You know, God has called each one of us to his work. Now, very often we talk about our church, don't we? My church is Kingsthorpe, or my church is Carey. But at the end of the day, the church doesn't belong to us, does it? It belongs to God. It's God's church. And, you know, whatever happens, if God moves us away or things change, or, you know, the way that we're called to worship changes, we're still part of God's church, whether that's worshipping at home, worshipping in a building, or worshipping wherever. But the other thing is that God calls both Moses and Joshua his servants. And it reminds us that that's what we are, isn't it? We're servants of God, very rare to serve him and to do his will. The fourth thing is that God calls us to be strong and courageous. And this was a particular instruction for Joshua, who was the leader of the Israelites and responsible for this important next phase of God's plan. And those of us that are leaders, are deacons, or got positions of responsibility in the church, you know, we need to remember that, you know, when God calls us to those positions, that, you know, he wants us to be strong and courageous, to be ones that are really going to take risks for him, to move out of our comfort zones. Because God reminds them that before they can enter the promised land, they've got to cross the River Jordan first. There's this obstacle, in the same way that when Moses was with them, they had to cross the Red Sea, didn't they? It was a big obstacle for them to get over. You know, God never meant for our journey with him to be plain sailing, did he? There are always things that we need to really rely on him and to really trust in him to get through some difficult and hard and stormy times. And it's hard, I think, isn't it, to step out of our comfort zones. You know, I think we've been very fortunate in our churches, you know, that we've had some fairly good times, haven't we, over the years. And these last 12 months, and I'm sure the next 12 months, are going to bring us lots of challenges and things that we're really going to make us step out of our comfort zones and to make us think and to challenge us about our faith. Now, even though we're Baptists and we call ourselves nonconformists, we often get a bit sort of conformist in our way of thinking, don't we? We like the familiar, we like the regular, we like the normal, the usual. And it's difficult, isn't it, when God moves us perhaps into unfamiliar territories. The last thing that God commands the Israelites to do is he says, obey all the law that my servant Moses gave to you. And I think God's suggesting here that we shouldn't rely on our own strength. We shouldn't rely on our own instinct, our own logic, our own way of looking things, but to rely on God's words and his commands. You know, the big question, I think, today is, what is God telling us to do? You know, where is he wanting us to go? What's the next step that he wants us to take with him? How does he want us to go about it? When's it all going to happen? You know, we need to trust, don't we, for God to provide us with the answer to those things. And I believe it's a time when he's calling us to read our Bibles more, to study his word. And I think particularly during these end times, we need to look particularly at perhaps some of the words that the prophets wrote and the words that John wrote at the end of the Bible in Revelations. And we need to spend more time in praying and seeking God's guidance for his will in these times. I think we need to remember that we're in challenging times, but we're in exciting times, aren't we? You know, God's journeys are always an exciting one, isn't it? It's all something new, something different that's around the corner that's going to happen. And he's promised us that he's always got our best interests at heart. He's rich in love. Rich in love, we read, didn't we, in that first psalm. I just want to leave you really with that verse that Sandra read at the very end of that passage of Joshua. And perhaps this could be our verse that we kind of use to take us forward as we start off this new year. And it's this. God says to Joshua, he said, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. Before Catherine comes and leads us in our prayers of intercession this morning, we're going to sing again, I Do Not Know What Lies Ahead.
Happen, everything by him is was the God of miracles. Give to him my all. I do not know how many days of life are mine to spend, but one who knows and cares for me will keep me to the end. I know who holds the future, and he'll guide me with his hand. With God things don't just happen, everything
Let us pray. At the start of a new year, let our prayers be for people everywhere and in every kind of need. Lord, we pray that your wonderful gift may be manifested to us, and that we in turn may discover our own gifts and use them to your glory. We pray for your church across the world and here in Kingsthorpe. May people of faith learn to live in harmony and mutual respect, recognising our similarities and celebrating our differences. May this be the year when we keep our resolutions to be faithful in our Christian lives, to let our love shine forth and to live less for ourselves and more for others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all in authority, that this may be the year when they achieve wisdom, mercy, and respect for all humanity. We pray that new democracies which have emerged or are still struggling to emerge may go forward in peace and fulfil the hopes of their peoples. We pray for all who suffer indignity, deprivation, starvation, fear or loss of freedom at the hands of others. We pray that this be the year when people who live with war may find peace, and those who suffer oppression may find freedom. May lessons be learned by all of us from the mistakes and misfortunes of the past year. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are without faith, hope, or love. We pray for those who are sick, desperate, or bereaved. and for those who care for them and seek to bring them relief from their suffering. Give them the strength and the courage to carry on and hope for the future. We pray especially for all those known to us who are in special need of our prayers, and we remember them now in a moment of silence. And we ask, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As God commanded Joshua, Lord, help us to be courageous, determined, confident, and strong, to not be afraid or discouraged. Lord, you are with us wherever we go. You are the light of the world, a light which no darkness can quench. Jesus, you turn our darkness into light. And in your light, Lord, so shall we see light. And we ask all this in your name, Lord. Amen.
Shall we say the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you, Catherine, for leading our prayers. It was great. Thanks very much. Really encouraging that was. Our last hymn today is Lord for the Years, which I've heard is the most often played hymn for the first service of a new year. So let's not break with tradition, shall we? Let's have this one, Lord for the Years. Instead of finishing, as we normally do, with a prayer of blessing and saying the grace together, I found a video, actually, of a blessing for 2021, which I thought was a little bit different. And perhaps we'll just finish and listen to that as we close our service this morning.
May this new day bring fresh air to your soul as you breathe in God's goodness anew. May a sunrise bursting with heaven's promise fill your mind with great beauty and truth. May the vast love of your heavenly Father blow like a breeze through all your cares, where the winds of his Spirit and eternity's calling lift you high to find vision again. May a peace that's beyond all understanding come flood your being to the depths of your soul. May it carry you gently and safely, lead you to sanctuary away from the storms. May great hope rise up from within you. Come, lift your eyes to skies filled with grace, where heaven's brightness and love everlasting reveal wonderful dreams to embrace.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Sorted out with some
gloves on. Did you enjoy it?
Lovely.
Hi, Stella.
Adrian, you're muted.
You know where?
Muted.
You know them?
I'm muted, everybody except me.
Adrian, what's his name?
Yeah. Anyway, just wanted to say that the final amount sent to the Hope Centre from our carol service was £320.
Barbara.
Service at the church and on Zoom.
That's Adrian Nix, is it? That one.
Research worship group. And please,
yeah, that's Adrian Nix, that one.
Know if you're going to be in church or wanting to be in church next Sunday morning. Has anybody else any other notices they want to bring to us this morning?
Adrian, the King's Kids are hoping to meet next Sunday on a Zoom. We'd thought about doing face-to-face, but when you go into Tier 4, you're only allowed virtual meetings with children. Yeah. So we're doing a Zoom next Sunday morning.
Okay. That'll be the same time as the service, or?
No, I think we'll go early. We've got a meeting this week just to confirm, but I think we'll do early so that anybody wanting to join in can do then.
Okay.
No idea.
Okay.
Do you know them?
No. Okay.
Yeah, do. That's Mark Jones. That's Mark Jones.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, then.
retired.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes.
And to everyone.
That's Bernadette.
Good week.
Bye. Bye. We'll leave.
Barbara and Andy. Do you remember them?
Bye.
Bye, Joey. Hope you continue to feel better.
Okay. Freddie and Stella, Wycliffe's has really grown. Lovely. And Daniel.
Hi, Junix.
Paul and Lois. Isn't he lovely? Bless. Oh, my goodness.
And you, Barbara. You missed it again. That's you, Barbara, yeah.
Sleeping. He wants to sleep, yeah.